Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, all over Ireland, there are groups dedicated to education and diversity who are seeking to help young people, and you can help do it too. Coca-Cola Thank You Fund ambassadors Brian Dowling and Arthur Garulion are on the line now to tell us all about it. How are you, lads?
Good morning.
Good morning. How's things?
Quite envious. You know how to pronounce Arthur's surname because you had all those weeks on Dancing with the Stars to practice.
And you absolutely nailed it.
Listen, I thought I was done with that, but your name keeps popping up everywhere in my life, on my news feed, on radios and papers. I'm like, there's that bloody Garulion. And it took weeks of training for me to get it right. And I'm still saying it.
It's
a mouthful. It is a mouthful. True.
Is that why you kept your own name, Brian?
Yes, well, I'm actually Dowling Garulion. Because obviously back then I knew we wanted to have a family. So I kind of thought in 2015, let's get on the same train as him and get the same name. But it's very rare that I try to pronounce it correctly.
You still can't.
Yeah. Now, listen, before we start, Armenia beat Ireland in football over the weekend. Was that an issue for you two lovebirds?
Oh, God.
Delighted. He is delighted. He didn't watch the match because we were out.
I didn't get the chance to watch. But I had lots of messages saying, congratulations, Armenia. I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, Ireland. I love you. But you know what? Give this one to me, please. At least we won for once in our lifetime.
I was working with Simon Delaney that weekend, guest hosting Ireland AM, and Simon's obsessed with sport. Yeah. He couldn't look me in the eye. Simon was so furious that Ireland lost, and I was delighted because obviously my husband is Armenian, so I was thrilled.
Absolutely. Actually, speaking of Simon Delaney, he texted me, small world, he texted me yesterday because we were talking about horror movies, and there's this new horror movie out that's supposed to be, I mean, people are getting sick, they're leaving the cinema. So, and he reminded me he was in the biggest movie, a horror movie franchise ever. He was in The Conjuring 2.
Stop. I never knew that.
Yes, Simon Delaney, Irish actor, is in The Conjuring 2. Go and watch it. He's amazing in it, and it'll frighten the shite out of you as well.
But he's one of the evil spirits.
No, I think he plays like a solicitor or something like that in the movie, if I can remember correctly, but it's a really good, scary one. Lads, you have to tell me about this Thank You Fund. What is it all about?
So the Coca-Cola Thank You Fund, as you said, they're looking to invest in youth organisations all over the island of Ireland. And applications for this year's fund are now open. I want to get the address right. To apply, go to coca-cola.ie/thank-you. Now, grants, Jennifer, totaling €100,000, a lot of money, will once again be available to non-profit youth groups, as I said, all over the island of Ireland. So if you're listening this morning and you are a community leader with an idea that you think will help young people, please do apply now. And what we're saying is no idea is too big or too small. And they're particularly looking to support projects that address very important things, which are education, of course, training, diversity and inclusion, and of course, care of the environment. But it's all open. People can apply now. And that address is coca-cola.ie/thank-you. There we are.
What a gorgeous campaign to be part of, lads.
Yeah, you know what? Like growing up, I wish I had something like this because it will help so many people to start something that they don't have the grants to start off. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't say the name. Doraha?
Drogheda.
We were in Drogheda. It was my first time, and we went to Boomerang Youth Cafe. It was so amazing to see everybody there doing music, sports, reading, like in a kitchen, learning, like cooking. I was actually getting overwhelmed because it was so beautiful to see there's so many youth, non-profit youth organizations like that. And that's why we were like, hell yeah, we definitely have to do this.
Yeah, of course. And Arthur, as someone who grew up having to, you know, flee their home country, how important is that idea of community to you?
Absolutely. Listen, I survived because in Belgium we had that little community who helped us. If those communities were non-existing, people like me would have never probably survived, or we had to go back to our country. But non-profit organization like that literally saved my life in a small village, which was Malmedy in Belgium. So yeah, I'm literally rooting, and I'm like big supporter of things like that. It's absolutely amazing.
You're going to be parents. You are parents. So does that community kind of thing mean, does it mean even more to you now? Like, do you think of the future in a different way now that the baby's on the way?
Yeah, of course you do, because I think you're more mindful that you're going to become a parent. And Jennifer, you know, you're a parent. We're not going to be around forever. We are going to leave our children here, you know, in this world. And I know it's quite naff to say, but the children are the future.
Right.
And I think as future parents, it's our duty to be out there making it a safer, happier place. And I think that's all you can, that's what you should and what you can do as a parent, and be more mindful of the decisions we make that will impact our children's future. I did say children, I mean child.
Exclusive.
Having more than one. We're just having one.
You never know. Never say never. Speaking of which, I mean, and your surrogacy route, here in Ireland, and we talk about it a lot on the show, it's not regulated.
No.
So what was it like as two gay guys trying to start a family?
It was, to be honest with you, we were very fearful because, you know, we moved back here to Ireland, you know, in 2020, and we decided to stay and live here because we were living in America and to have a family. But we automatically thought we were doing something wrong. There was something automatically that made us feel like we are doing something wrong.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be doing that. And that's because of everything we see online, everything we see in papers is telling us as gay men living in Ireland, this is wrong. Surrogacy in Ireland is not illegal. It's not also legal. And a word you said there that is quite apt is there are no regulations surrounding it. So we reached out, friends spoke to us. We got advice from people that had gone down that road. We were very, very lucky. People that have children via surrogacy. We were also very, very lucky that we were able to have a domestic surrogacy. Mm-hmm. You know, it was tricky in itself as well, because where do you go in Ireland to get advice on domestic surrogacy when no one really talks about it and there are no regulations? I did ring a hospital in Ireland to ask them for advice and they were not interested. It was an Irish lady I spoke to. And I wanted to go somewhere where I could get advice, you know, where they speak my language here in Ireland. And they were almost like, oh God, no, we don't do that here. And I just kind of thought, you know, when people like that, doctors and hospitals, they should be able to advise you. They should be able to advise you. You know, all you want to do is to start a family. And what's so wrong with us wanting to have a family? It's so bizarre. Even, you know, when we announced, we got so many amazing messages, but there's also so much hate out there. And it's, you know, a sonogram of our child. And I was so upset because as much as the messages are amazing, you will let the nasty ones, you know, that are filled with hate and homophobia, you do allow them to get to you, and you shouldn't. But it's just so strange, you know, and then the surrogacy route, people have an opinion on that. Again, we are so blessed with our sister Aoife that she is just so amazing. And we've been talking about this in 2019. This isn't like, you know, a splash in the pan or, you know, just a wacky decision we made.
I mean, no, I think we've been planning to have family since we got married, because I was like, that's the next step for us. But then obviously, you know, lives take on and we're busy. But since 2019, it's all really started. 2018, actually, from America, when
we are hoping the regulations will change this year and stuff,
Crossed.
You know, that, you know, both our names will go on our baby's birth cert, because regardless of whose DNA, you know, is soaring through that child, I am that child's father. Arthur is going to be that child's father. It makes no difference.
Yeah.
You know, I think people are obsessed with knowing, you know, who the father is. And at the moment, you know, we know who the father of our child is. We only gave one sample. We still need to have a DNA test done on our child on the day that they're born, which completely infuriates me. When we know who the biological father is. Mm. And is that because we're gay? Is that because we're in, you know, a same sex relationship. We're dealing with, you know, Annette Hickey, who is phenomenal, and she deals with surrogacy, and she's been advising us. But I just find it bizarre that we have to have a DNA test just because we're two men when we know who.
Yeah, that was really upsetting. That was actually really upsetting. I was like, if I was straight, let's say, would that ever happen? No.
That's actually my next question to Annette after this conversation.
Like if I was a straight guy, married to a woman, you know, happy couple, would I ever do DNA tests? No. So we got upset. It was like, why am I doing DNA tests?
There's a lot lot you discover, Jennifer, when you're doing this, and how it's just not made easy for you.
Yeah.
It's so difficult when you're trying to start a family and you don't fit into the norm of what society expects for you.
Yeah.
It's funny because, I mean, when you look at your social media is flooded with your family. You guys are, you're always socializing with your family, you're with your nieces and nephews, you're very family orientated. So it's completely normal, this step, to see you guys take this next step and have your own child. It's very upsetting to hear that you got some negative people, but isn't it so sad that the world is built like that? And I'm sorry you had to go through that. Brian, you posted a lovely photo with all your sisters lately. They're all very happy to be in the photo, but how many of them are actually going to be useful when you're looking for help?
I have six sisters. So Michelle, Valerie, Tracy, Paula, Aoife, and Tara. Myself and Michelle are Irish twins. I was born in June 78 and Michelle arrived in April 79. So there's literally, you know, a pregnancy between us. When my mom would go out and about and people would say to her, "Ah, Jesus, Rosie, this is a really long pregnancy," you know, she wouldn't confirm it was the second one. She would just kind of roll her eyes and be like, "Oh, you know how it is." But listen, family is key to us. And I've had so much support from my sisters over the years. Mm-hmm. And when we spend time with my nieces and nephews and Arthur's nephew, Ewan, I see them, like, I see Harvey as my own child,
literally.
And he's not, because, you know, as you said there, and, you know, it is a general next step for us. And that's why, you know, sometimes you have to fight harder for stuff, but then the reward is just.
But like I said before, you know, with everything Brian done in his life, I've done in my life, we've been so blessed. And I was like, what's next chapter? And next chapter is building family. That's my purpose in life now. I want to have family. I want to grow old and knowing that I create that legacy to take over Darling Gurulian. Do you know what I mean? So I always been rooting. Like I said before, I'd rather have family, kids than marry him. But obviously I'm happy marrying him.
Wow.
I wasn't really a marriage person, but I always said I want kids. I always was like having kids. So it's happening now.
Let's be honest, Derek, like if I could have trapped him, I would have got pregnant years ago.
You would. I know you would. I know you would. And you said a lot of you had to fight for this, but let's be honest here. There's a lot of people, gay, straight, whatever, you know, fighting for regulated surrogacy in Ireland. There's thousands of people in this country. So if anybody's listening thinking this is just, you guys, this is not the case whatsoever.
No. There are so many people that are for this, families. And like families, when I grew up in the 80s, right, like yourself and like Arthur, families are different now to what they were in the 80s. And so they should be, because our society is different and our families and society should reflect each other. Families are different. Families are biracial. You know, some have one parent, some have two parents, some parents are the same sex. You know, family is family. And I just think it's very important that, you know, that we kind of all stand together and that change is here. You know, both of us are going to be a father to this child, regardless of DNA. And I just think that people are obsessed with that, with that whole idea. And, you know, I'd love a day that comes that both our names go on the birth certificate. And it doesn't leave someone hanging, you know, for 2 years till they apply for a guardianship. It's just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, both parents need to have a legal tie to that child in order. And it's not even for you guys. It's for the child, to keep the child safe. And that's what's most important.
No, so it's, you know, if anything was to happen in our relationship or our marriage, where does that leave the other person? What if that person wanted to be spiteful, you know, and go, no, no, no. It needs to protect both people. What you said, very important, needs to protect the child. And they need to know that their both parents are both equal and worthy.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you guys are going to be great parents, and the whole nation is holding its breath. We can't wait to see the little face of the kid. Oh, my my God.
I would say that to Arthur because, like, obviously we're due in September and people keep saying, well, I've forgotten you. What you do now? Because I kind of think I'd like to get us to the hospital, get Aoife safe, have an amazing safe delivery for Aoife and for baby and for us to kind of get home. But you know how excitable Arthur is. Like, as soon as that baby's out, the baby's just going to be live on Instagram. The
baby's going to be doing a TikTok, 3 days old, guaranteed.
Exactly.
Well, listen, lads, it's lovely to talk to you. It's great to see you part of this gorgeous campaign. It is the Coca-Cola Thank You Fund, if people want to check it out online. Best of luck with everything. And I'll be saying your name a lot in the future. that's guaranteed. And Brian, I never stop saying your name. Jesus Christ, I can't get away from you.
We go back years, you and I. We were in a hotel together. Remember, we worked in that hotel and for Irish Telly back in the day.
And both of us, I think, were having a little break from our boyfriends at the time. And my break was Leo at the time. I think you were on a little break from Arthur. What?
You were living your best lives,
We were going out, we were living it up. And now look at us.
Look at us now. Well-married couples. Lads, lovely to chat. Have a lovely day and I'll chat to you soon, okay?
Bye, guys.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.